Today is Daf Chaf Beis, right on time. So we are on the we're on the top of Daf Chaf Beis. So we're talking about, there was a statement made yesterday by Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua that the Bnei Ir can prevent the Bnei Ir of another city to come and do the job that somebody will take over and open up shop. So, but Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So it's the top line of Chaf Beis. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Umode Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Now Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, again, who are the ones who said that the Bnei Ir can be ma'akev the people from another city from coming and doing the job that's already being done in their city. Nevertheless, Rav Huna's mode birochlin hamachzirin ba'arayos, by these traveling peddlers who come to the city, and they basically, everyone says that they're there to sell tachshitim and perfumes and things, you know, beauty products for the women. Delo matzi ma'akev. Here, the cities cannot prevent the foreign peddlers from coming in, even if there is a local peddler. The Amamar, because we've learned, Ezra Tikin Lahan Yisrael, so you wrote him Machzin Bayaros, Kadeshi Tachshiti Mitsuim Lodosh Yisrael, because one of the 10 takanas that Ezra made when they came and resettled Eretz Yisrael was that there should be these traveling merchants to providing beauty products to the women so that they can be beautiful for their husbands. Right? Rashi says, Ravun Rei Rav Shua, Afagav Damar Bar Mata, Abar Mata, Achrite Motsim Akav Mehei Lavik, Mikal Mikor, Modehu Berochlim Mochri Besamim, Hamachzin Ba'arayos, Lahavi Besamim Lunashim, Litkashet Behem, Delo Motslakav Erochlir. Fine. So he allows to do that. Bahani Mili, but now we have a limitation to that. Bahani Mili Lahaduri. That's only if they're going to go, you know, door to door, to go around as peddlers. Avalakvuye, to set up shop, to have their own store, lo. We're not allowed, we can't prevent them from doing that. However, if the peddler is Sober Mirabonon, is a Tavak Chacham, eat Sober Mirabonon who, therefore you have to, you don't want to have him be wasting his time trying to earn a living all over the place. So Akvilu Lakvuye Nami. Then he's allowed to set up shop in the city also. Kiha, similar to the...
What?
You don't have the problem here. Kiha, de Rava, Shara, Lahu, de Rav Yoshio, de Ravaja, Lekbuye, de Loki Ilchusa. Similar to the situation where Rava permitted Rav Yoshio and Ravaja to set up their store in the city, de Loki Ilchusa, which is an interesting lesson. Rashi says, Lefnim Mishur Zadin. I don't know if Lim Mishur Zadin, it's Lim Mishur Zadin for them, but it's not Lefnim Mishur Zadin for the other store owners. But, he allowed them to shut up shop. My taima, what's the reason why the Rabbanim can do that? Cave, and the Rabbanim knew, since these are Talmidei Chachamim, asu l'tardu migirsayu. They're going to be mevato from their limudim if they're going to have to go door to door. Therefore, he allows them to set up a shop, and they can set up shop there, and they can, as to Hasagas Gvul, maybe it doesn't apply. This whole thing is a sugi about Hasagas Gvul, and not everyone seems to be holding of it. Okay. Next case, similar that brought down because of this, Hanu Dikula'e. So I think these are people who are selling these baskets. They're selling these wicker baskets. Yeah, right? Rashi says, Dikula'e Mochre Salim. Beyeshomi Mochre Yoros. Okay? Hanu Dikula'e De Aisu Dikula'e LeBavel. They brought their baskets from one city to the city of Bavel. And it was the day of the marketplace. That's just to keep in mind. Asu b'nei Masa kama'ak v'ilvayu. So the basket sellers of that city, where they came to, said, you can't sell here. You're out. You can't sell here. So asu l'kayim de Ravina. So the wicker, so from the foreigners, went to Ravina. Amar luhu, he said, so he ended up saying to the local people, me alma asu, these people came from outside, ula alma lizmanu, and they're going to be selling it to people from the outside. What does that mean? Rashi says, Ula Amo Lisbonon. Rashi says, Yom de Shukahu Hava. It was the day of the marketplace. Baharbe boy mi makum acher liknos menashuk. And many people come from outside to buy from the marketplace. Lefichach ein b'nei ir ma'akvin gamala mochrim lahavi munasa limkor. But therefore, the local people cannot prevent the foreigners from coming in. They can't, you know, keep them out from selling their wares. Ulimkor linik batsim lashuk. For those people who are in the shuk, because who says they can actually sell it to your people local? They may be selling to outsiders as well. He says, "Vahani mili." The Gemara says specifically, "Vahani mili yom adashuka." That's only if they came and are trying to sell during the market day. Aval below yom adashuka lo. But the other days, the people, foreigners, cannot come in, and you have to have protectionism over here. Also, your foreigners can't come in and sell in the city if they can't come in the city because during that day, most likely the purchasers are going to be local people, and they can't step on the toes of the local merchants. And also during the market days, they can't go around door to door. They only can sell in the marketplace, because the idea is, by selling in the marketplace, there's a high likelihood, or there's a larger likelihood, that they'll be selling to other foreigners, as opposed to if they go door to door, they're clearly selling to residents. I don't know, maybe they were citizens. It's on the list. Hanu Amorae. Right, Hanu Amorae. There were those, Amorae here, are those people who sell wool. So these are these wool merchants. The Aisu Amra Lipum Nahara. They brought their wool, they brought their wares to this place called Pum Nahara. Asu B'nei Masa Kama Akvialayu. So the B'nei Yir came and wanted to prevent them from selling. Asu L'Kam Rav Kahana. So they came before Rav Kahana. Amar Lahu. So he says to these foreign merchants, Dina hu de ma'akvi alaychu. There be ma'akvi alpidin. It's not the market day. You can't be selling here. So they said, well, wait a second. We have a special case here. Amar lahu zil amar lahei islan ashrai. What happened was, is we came before, and we sold on credit, and people haven't paid us back. So we're stuck around in your town until we get paid up. What we sold on, I guess, in the market day on credit, and no one's paid us. So now we're stuck here. We don't have any means to support ourselves. We want to sell a little bit, so we can have some cash. So he says to him, Amar lahu, zil zavnu she'iri chiyusaychu, go sell the amount that you need to survive. Ad akirisu ashray didchu vazilsu. I guess until you collect your outstanding obligations, then go away. But basically, you can just sell enough to survive. What is? Whatever, there's a set amount. What do you need? You need to buy a loaf of bread and a little bit of wine, and then you're good to go. Ravdimi mi Neharda, I see grogaros besvina. So Ravdimi, who came from Neharda, he came on the boat with dates.
Figs, sorry.
He came with figs. Amrale reish galusa la Rava. So the reish galusa tells Rava, pukhozi, go check this guy out. Eat surma rabbanahu nakali shuka. If this guy is a big talmud chacham, so set up the marketplace for him. And Rashi says, what you do over here, nakali shuka hechrez shelo yivkor ish beir grogros elahu. He becomes the only salesman for that product during the time that he's here. If he's a talmud chacham. So amalei rava l'rav adar bar abba puk tihele bikan kane. Go smell his jugs, I guess. Go smell if the wine is good, meaning, or if it's vinegar. Go check this guy out. Give him a faher. Right? He says tihele bikan kane. Hey, Rashi says, "Hey, riach lo bekan kano im yainu im chometz klomar vadkeyu behalachos im tamach chacham hu im lo." Let's go give him a fair, see whether he's worthy of having the marketplace set aside for him. So nafak, he went to test him, and I guess they asked him, "Boy minay." Interesting question. Peel shebala kififa mitris vehikia derech b'Yisrei mahu. So you have an elephant that swallows a Egyptian baskin. It seems to be that he swallows it home and he defecates it out whole. He kia derech beis rei mahu. What's it then? Rashi says, mi chashiv kimu ukal. Is it something that it got completely digested inside the elephant? Vahav like a kli glolim. And then when it comes out, it's like a kli glolim. Kli glolim are not mekabel tuma, right? And they mekabel tuma. Or do we say no? Since it came in whole, went out whole, it maintains its status as being a basket, and therefore it still can be mekabel tuma. Tosfos doesn't like that, because Tosfos seems to say, well, it went in hole, came out hole, it's clearly the same basket, what's the shiloh? So Tosfos has some other shiloh. Maybe it is that he swallowed all the reeds of the wicker, and then he defecated the wicker, and then you made the basket out of it. So is that considered, bottom line, it's distinct, we don't even get to the answer, because the guy, lo have yodeh, rub deep, because he's taking him a test, he wants to give him a test. So lo have biyadei. Maybe he was learning taharos or kalim at the time. Lo have biyadei. Rav Dimi didn't know how to answer the shaila. So amalei. So Rav Dimi says to Rav Adar bar Abba, "Wow, that's a good question. Mar niu rava? Are you rava? And you have all? You're such a talmud chacham." So Rav Dimi tafach le bisan le. It seems that Rav Dimi hit Rav Abba on his sandal, like laughing at him. I don't know, or maybe it was the other way around. Yeah, that's, okay, I thought it was that way, but different Rishonim say different way. I think that the idea here, as you see going on, is that Rav Dimi seems to be, Rav Adda seems to be embarrassing Rav Dimi. So that's why I think he hit him, I'm going to learn that he hit him on the stick, of Amar Lei, and says to him, between me and Rava, there's a huge distance. Meaning I'm nothing compared to Rava. But based on this, me, or Korkach, Anna Rabach, Rabba, Rabba de Rabach. But basically, I know this answer, you don't. So I'm your Rebbe, and Ravva is your Rebbe's Rebbe. Meaning, who's your daddy? I'm greater than you. So lo nakat lushuka. So they didn't let him. They didn't let Rav Dimi sell in the marketplace. Upsig grogros today, and he lost his wares. Everything got ruined. So asa the kamei de Rav Yosef. So Rav Dimi came to in front of Rav Yosef, Amarle, and said to Rav Yosef, Chazei Mar Ma Avduli, go see what they did to me. You see what they did to me? They made me lose everything. So Amarle, Rav Yosef says to Rav Dimi, Man de lo shahi lo unisa de malka de Edom lo nishahaye lo onisach. The person who was not slow to punish Moab when they embarrassed the king of Edom, so too, even though he's not from Israel, so too he will not be slow to punish the one who embarrasses you. So the Tichsev is the Pasuk in Amos, Kol Mar Hashem, Al Shlosha Pishe Moav, Vil Arba Lo Ashevenu. For three things that Moav do, I'll forgive, but the fourth one I shall not. Al Sofru Atzmos Melech Adom La Sid. Somehow they disposed of the kings of Edom's bones with Sid. They were Mevazeh, the king of Edom, and Kodesh Baruch Hu took retribution. So too, Kodesh Baruch Hu take retribution on those who embarrass you. And what happens? Lo and behold, Noch Nashi Rav Adab Rava. Nar Adab Rava dies. So now the Machlok, the Amorayim, are have a machlokas as to who was the cause of Rav Rava's death. Who was the reason why he died? Rashi Tosfos says, Kol echa mehen haye misonen shal yodo meis Rav Ada, mishum damrinan kol mi shechavei or nena shal yodo, ein machnisin oso b'nechitsh kodesh baruch hu. Well, as they felt whoever's fault it was, they would not get into Gan Eden, I guess. So I don't know why they wanted to take that upon themselves. But for some reason, they're arguing as to who was the cause, who caused Rav Ada's death. So Rav Yosef Amar, Ana Anishite, it's me, I caused his punishment, the Ana Latiye, because I cursed him by telling the Rav Dimi that Kodesh Baruch Hu will take retribution. Rav Dimi Minaharda Amar, Rav Dimi says, Ana Anishite, the Asi Grogor is the day. I was the cause of his punishment because he forced me to lose my produce, and that's why I got upset at him. And because I was upset, I was machbin on him, I caused him to be cursed, I caused the whole thing. Abai Amar Ana Anishite. No, it's because of me. I guess other people stepping in. Apparently, Rav Ada has embarrassed a few people, right? He says, Ana Anishite, the Amar Lu Ravona, because people used to say, Adimagrimisu Garme Be Abaye. Ardigamarisu Garme Be Abaye, Tu Ochu Bisra Shmein Be Rava. Until, why are you going to suck on bones in the yeshiva of Abaye? Go eat fatty meat in the yeshiva of Rava. Rav Dimi is Rava's, Rava's child, a student. And he says, what are you going to that yeshiva? Come to our yeshiva. So Abaye was makrin on him, so that's why he died. The Rava Amar, Rava, the Rebbe says, Ana Anishite, I was the cause of his punishment. Dechi hava ozil libe tabachal and mishka umsa. When he would go to the, I guess, to the store, to buy meat from the butcher, Amar lehu tabache, he would say to the butchers, Ana shakilna bisra mikanei shame derava, the ano adifa mine. I should cut the line in front of the shamish of Rava because I am more chashuv than him. And I guess he was mezalzel on the cover of Rava, and Rava was makvid, so that's why he was nifter. I don't know what this means.
Just talk in Sheva you lied before. Rav Dimi said
Rava
was so much greater than me, right?
Right, but Rav Dimi is now saying I'm greater than the Rava's shamish.
Oh, shamish.
Shamish. Right, he says Shiklin Bisra becoming Shami Derava. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Ani Shitei. I'm the cause of his death. The Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Reish Kalahava. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak was the guy who gave the was Dorish Barabim on Shabbos. He gave the Reish Kalah. He gave the Shabbos afternoon shir. Kol Yom becoming the new Kalah. So every time prior to the start of the shir, Marhit Bahadei Rav Ad Barabim Lishmatei. I guess he would chazu with Rav Ado to make sure he was good. He was the coach. V'hadar Ali Lechalah. And then he would go up and give the drasha. Ahu Yomos was this one day, the day I guess that was Rav Ada was Niftar. Naktu Rav Papa Rav Huna Bered Rav Shua Rav Ada Baraba Mishum Lo Havi Bisuma. Rav Papa Rav Huna Bered Rav Shua, I guess prevented or got a hold of Rav Ada because they were Lo Hayu Bisuma. So what does that mean? Rashi says Lo Hayu Bisuma. He says Yesh Omrim Shelo Hayu BeEitza Kishenasa Rav Nachman Reish Kala. Some say that it means that they weren't involved in the decision to make Rav Nachman Reish Kala, so they weren't supportive of that. They weren't on the search committee, and I guess maybe now they're hocking him to find out what's going on. The Yisro Amrim, this seems to be more likely, Delo hayav b'siyuma de pirka de rava the darish b'shabas haregel hilchos hamuros b'perek achron shel b'choros. They weren't in shir that day when Rava learned the last parak of b'choros. They weren't in shir that day, so now they're bothering Rav Ada. They want to know what was said in shir that day. They didn't get the recording. What? Yeah, it's amazing. So Amar Leila Rabba. Yeah, the lot. So Amishadlo Havisiyuma. So Amar Lei. So Rav Ada Rava says, Ema Lan Hani Shmaita De Meiser Behema Hecha Amru Rabbanan. Why don't you tell us the sugya of Meiser Behema? What Rava said? It's the last parak of Bechoros. Tell us that sugya. What Rava said? So Amar Lo Hachem Rava Hachem Rava. This is where he says to them. Rav Ada says, we learned this, we learned that. So Ada Hachi Nagali Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. But in the meantime, it got late, and it became the time for Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak to give the shir. Rav Ada Rava wasn't there, so he didn't practice on Rav Ada Rava yet. So Amar Le Rabbanon, so the Talmid Yeshiva said to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, "Come, get up, the Nagan Lach, the Nagan Lon. That's getting late. So Lama Yosiv Mar, why are you sitting and waiting?" So Amar Lehu, so Rav Nachum and Bar Yitzchak, I guess, got upset, and he said, "Yasivna b'kaminatra la'arsed Rav Ada Rava. I am sitting here and waiting for the." For the casket of Rav Ada Rava, for the bed of Rav Ada Rava, meaning the only reason why he's not here must be because he died. Why else would he not come? And in the meantime, word got out that he in fact did die. So Rav Nachman says it's his fault that he died, because he sort of cursed him. He gave him the ayin hara of saying that he would pass away. And the Gemara gives a psak. It makes sense that he died because of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, because it seems to be because he had died at that moment. So maybe, I guess, the idea being that he gave him the person at that moment, he passed away. I have no idea what this means. Why would they want to be so careful about why they were the ones who caused the death? Why are they taking credit for it? Are they not taking credit for it? Do they really have the power that they're machbit, so all of a sudden he just dies? Rav Nachman says something and he drops dead on the spot. Very, very scary.
Wouldn't it make more sense to go to some type of best interest to sort this out? Let a court sort out.
Sort what out?
Who killed him?
What's the difference? They're not going to be punished. The Beis Din is only there to give over.
Because instead of everybody saying I did,
but it's not a punishment. What's the role of Beis Din in this case?
Can sort out all the different statements and find out who really.
But that's not the role of Beis Din. Beis Din is there to say Chayev and Chayev Misa and not Chayev Misa. There's no one's Chayev Misa. You know it's a direct cause here. This is in a supernatural realm. That's not Beis Din's job. What are they doing? What's going on?
I mean, when you got the three top.
Right. No, because if you have
one shot, not, one room, they're it.
Can we not say that, you know, each of them is saying, I was careless in the way that I spoke about this person, and therefore I must take responsibility because we must be careful with the way we speak?
Could be. It could be. Could very well be. It also said that because they were wanted to, Al-Yodo Meis Ravadu, Mishun Darmina, Mishabas, Perek, so, Kol Misha, Chaveir, Nenash, Al-Yodo, Eimach, Nisna, Osom, Nechisa, Sosha, Lav, Kodesh, Baruch Hu. So why they want to take it? They want to take credit so as to not get into Mechitza Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maybe I'm reading Tosas wrong. I think what you're saying is right. I think that makes a lot of sense. They're trying to. Each of them are saying, "I got to be careful." But to me, it's very difficult. They were so such a degree that if they get makvid to such a small amount, that the guy's going to drop dead on the spot.
I don't think they were proud.
I have a question all the time. It comes up.
And you have the same answer every time
right.
It comes up.
Well, I don't understand
those. Right. I mean, maybe I'm reading it wrong. I don't know. It's Tosos Di Marasso. On Nishisei. It's maybe quotes over here. On Nishisei. Not sure. Okay. Next Mishnah. So this Mishnah is actually quite cryptic. And the Gemara is going to try to explain it. So let's read. Basically, the Mishnah is saying that a person who builds a wall next to the wall of his friend has to distance it from the wall of his friend, enough so people can trample. The idea being, the Gemara is going to say that the trampling is, you know, trample down, and you solidify the ground, therefore it will solidify the support for the wall. And the Mishnah is also going to mention that you build a wall, you know, against or next to the windows of your friend, you have to distance them a certain amount so you won't darken your friend, and that you won't be able to damage him with hezekriah by looking in. So, Misha hayakoslo somach kotel chaveiro. Somebody has his wall near the wall of his friend, lo yismach lo kosel acher, he should not erect another kosel, ela imkein hirchik yimeno arba amos. That's what seems to be saying, unless he distances four amos, to figure out what that case is. Next din, hachalonos. When it comes to building windows, So being, I think it means if you're building a wall opposite the windows of your friend, bein milamala, bein milamaton, bein mishignendon arba amos. You must distance yourselves either from the height, from high 4 amos, low 4 amos, and or across from it 4 amos. Obviously not all in one shot, because if you can't height and higher or lower, it can't really work.
Where are you building the wall?
So, like I said, the Mishnah is cryptic. I don't know. It seems not to be a joint chatzer. It seems to be anywhere. So the Gemara says, "V'kama hechi samich." What's going on here? It says, "Mishnah hayakolto chaveru samich lakolto chaveru." If your wall is next to your friend's wall, you shouldn't build another wall unless you distance that other wall 4 amos. Well, how do you get the first wall close to the friend? How are they next to each other? That doesn't work. So Amar Rav Yehuda, so he says, no, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah is saying. Haba lismoch, if lichatchila, your friend has a wall up, and now you're building your wall. Haba lismoch, lo yismoch, ele yimkein hirchit yimeno arba amos. You can't build your wall unless you distance your wall 4 amos from the existing wall. So Mar asks, that's wonderful, but it's not what the words of the Mishnah say. Maskif la Ravava, vaha, Mishahaya Koslo, Samoch la Kol Tosha Chaveru Katani. And there's mashma over here that there already is an existing wall. It's not when you're first coming to build the wall. It's mashma there already is an existing wall. And that, and then you can't build, and then something happens, and you can't build 4 ounces. It's not mashma that's talking about the initial wall. So Ella Amarava, again, the word Ella is a machlokus at the Girsa. Ella means we reject what we just said before. So Ella Amarava, Hachi Katani. This is how we're supposed to learn the words of the Mishnah. Mi shahaya koslo samuch lekoto chavero birachok arba amos. So you and I have a wall that we have walls that are distant from each other, dalin amos. V'nafal, and then my wall falls down. Lo yismoch lo kosel acher ela imkein hirchik yimeno arba amos. When I'm going to rebuild the wall, I must rebuild the wall at a distance of dalin amos. I can't bring it any closer. My taima, what's the reason? The dafsha dahacha male lahasim. Because the dafsha, which is the walking, the pounding, the drisas haregel of the people between the walls, is good to be mechazik, the foundation of the wall. Walking there, it strengthens the foundation of the wall. Tosos asks, well, what's going on here? Right? Tosos says, Hikshir Rivan, Tap Tosos. The Lama Le Leminka Bechi Haikavna. Why don't you tell me this in this situation? Shahaila Koto Barachok Arba Amos Venafal. Why have to tell me that? Why don't you say the story is being, to Mishnah, you just tell us the basic halacha. When you're building a wall, like Rav Yehuda said, when you're building a wall next to your friend's wall, you have to distance yourself 4 amos. Not mentioned anywhere else. Yeah. The Mishnah has to go telling us this story, this halacha, in this roundabout way, that if you had a wall that was distance for 4 amos, and then the wall falls down, when you rebuild it, it has to stay distance of 4 amos. Just tell us the pashat halacha. Whenever you build a wall next to your friend's wall, you have to distance yourself 4 amos. Why are you saying it in this way?
It seems to me the only thing that makes sense is if your wall is perpendicular to mine.
So we'll get to that in a moment. All right? So Ellen came to Abrahamus, Velek, so Tosel leaves Evan Sarachian. So Rabbeinu Yonah, I haven't mentioned the least Rabbeinu Yonah, it's one of the Rishonim on Bava Basra, it's actually like the Rishonim on Bava Basra, the least Rabbeinu says, no, the Chiddush is that the first two walls were next to each other for a long time already. Right? So you would have thought that all the passing by, all the foot traffic has already solidified the wall. So now when my wall falls down, I'm not concerned that your wall's going to fall down. Your foundation's already solidified, so maybe I can build my wall closer to your wall because I want to have more room in my property. Why don't I have to distance it down amos? I'll make it only 2 amos. So what really says, the Gemara, the Mishnah is coming to teach us, I know even in this case, you have to still continue with the dal amos because, not sure why.
But the Mishnah walls
were 4 amos apart. That's what he says. My time, the dafsha the hacha mali lahasam. The drisa is regular, still beneficial. So Amarav, lo shanu ela bekotel gina. This is only said by the walls that separate these gardens, because on either side of the wall, right? There's the walls, and either side of the wall are these gardens or these vegetable patches where people don't. Don't typically trample over there. They don't walk there. So therefore, you need the walking, the trampling in between the walls to solidify the wall. Ava bekotel chatzer. But if we're talking about walls that are between two chatzeros, then imbal lismach somech. Then you can go right up and somech right next to each other, so again, assuming there are no windows, because the people in the chatzer are going to be walking, and the walls will be, the foundation of the wall will be solidified by the walking on the insides of the wall. You don't need the people walking in between to solidify the foundation. Right, Rashi says, look at the Rashi in the first wide line, Ela Kotel Gina, Mitoksha Ain Dashin Osa Mibifnin, Tsricha Adisha Mibachot. It's amazing. You know, it takes me like 2 minutes to explain what Rashi takes to explain. Unbelievable. Okay. Rav Oshi Yomar, Rosh Hashanah says no. Rav Oshi Yomar, Echa Kosal Gina, the Echa Kosal Chatzar, in Valismok, Eino Somek. He cannot do that. Moros give a reason why. First time, the first you seem to make sense. The whole thing there is just to pound in the foundation. So it's only in a situation where you won't be pounding the foundation on the inside. If you pound the foundation on the inside, what do you need it on the outside? Rav Oshi makes does not make that make the distinction. But Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, this is the reason why, below Pligi, Rav Yossi does not arguing, right? Because Habi Ir Yishana, Habi Ir Chadasha. Depends if we're dealing with a new city or an old city. So look at Rashi. Well, right, Ir Chadasha, Rashi explains, Shadai Lo Nidosha Af Kol Tel Chatzar Tzricha Davsha. So it's a new city, they're just building its new construction. So therefore, there haven't been a lot of people walking by, so the ground is weak. It's really weak, so therefore you can't be so much because you need the people to walk between. But in an older city, where Rav says that we could build the walls right next to each other. It's in an older city where already the karka has already been trampled sufficiently, and therefore you don't have to. The only reason why you would have to distance is by a gina, but by kotel chatzer, it would be enough. It was enough to just have people trampling on the inside of the wall because the outside of the wall was already enough, foot traffic. Up till now. Okay. Okay. That is according to Rashi, just to let you know that there are multiple shitos to explain what's going on, how the case of what Rav has said. I didn't get to this. There's a shitos of Haigon, there's a Rimigash, there's a Rambam, there's a Ramban, there's a Rashi. All the Rishonim have a field day trying to figure out exactly what the case is of Rav. We just said it was. Again, our Pashat and Rashi was that there was the pre-existing walls. There were four amos away from each other. One wall fell down. You cannot reconstruct that wall unless you continue to have a distance from four amos. Okay, Tanan. Now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha on Rava, who said that the reason why you have to distance the wall, this dalin amos, is because of drisas haregel. We need to have this foot traffic to support the foundations of the wall. So Tanan, look at the continuation of our Mishnah. It says hachalonos. When it comes to the windows, you have to distance your wall from the windows, bein milamalon, bein milamaton, ubein mikinegan arba amos. Meaning, if you build a wall that is higher than the windows, you have to make it at least four amos higher. If you're building the wall lower than the windows, you have to make it at least four amos lower. And so too, you have to distance the wall, your wall, from your friend's wall, dal amos. Betaniola, and they explain, milmala, why you have to have four amos above, kidei shelo Yotzitz v'yira, so you can't bend down on the wall and look inside your friend's window and see what's going on in the house. And milamata shlo yamor v'yira, and below, so you can't stand up and see into the window. I guess people are all the same height. I don't know. Umi kinegdon, and from across the wall, shlo yapil, that you shouldn't, darken your friend's window. So taima, the reason why you have to distance your wall from the chalonos of your friend is dafka because shelo yapil, because you don't want to darken. You don't want to darken his house. Aval mishum daf shelo, but doesn't mention anything about dafsha, about treading or trampling ground in order to support the wall, right? Aval daf shelo. Right. So basically, I guess. If there weren't windows that were permanent there, you would be able, the deal is you would be able to move your wall, the second wall that you're building, up close to your friend's wall, even though you're preventing people from walking in between.
There's no two walls, there's only one wall.
No, my friend has a wall with a window, and I'm building my second wall.
Yeah.
It's not a freestanding window. That's the wall. Right, that's a wall. So the Gemara says, here's what you said before, Hakamayaskinon Habam in Hatzad, where it's sort of perpendicular. It's Habam in Hatzad. Rashi says, She'ein HaKotel HaAchron Mahalech LoOrech Kotel HaRishon. It's not running parallel. Elam in Hatzad Huba. The second wall is now coming perpendicular. Im Zemi Mizrach LeMarav Zemi Tzafon LeDorom. Virosh Oviav Kineged HaChalon Omapil. And here, it's just the top width, it's not the whole length of my wall, but the width of my wall is now mul your window. Here we're not worried about dafsha, because when I'm perpendicular, just say, I just look at it as like the corner, because I'm perpendicular over here, so people can still walk back and forth and trample. They're not preventing any of the walking, because they can still walk back and forth. But the only thing I'm concerned about over here now is darkening your window. So that's why I have to distance it, only because of the window. If there was no window, I could be so with it right up to it, because then people are still going to be walking and solidifying the foundation by their walking over there. Nekama. So how much must this person be marking his wall if it comes, you know, perpendicular? Amar Rav Yeva. So Rav Yeva, who is Chamua de Ashen Banidvach, I guess who's the father-in-law of a person named Ashen, who's the son of Nidvach. I don't know why. I don't know if you search whether those names appear elsewhere. Shas. Mishmei de Rav, so the name Rav, Kimelo Rochav HaCholon. I guess however wide the window is, that's the distance you have to pull back the makes sense actually. That's the distance you have to pull back the wall. The Gemara then says, the Gemara now asks, Vahalo Meitzitz, but can't he be Meitzitz? Which means, I think it means, I'm having a difficult time envisioning, I'm not a contractor or an architect, I have a tough time envisioning the, you know, what's going on with the walls. So it seems to be saying that since he's becoming very close to the wall, then what would be the difference, if... No, I think he can stand on top of it and he can look down, right? Rashi says, "Kaven the samachu afa puishehu magbiu yochol hatzitz." Even since he's right up close to it, then even if he's on top of it, four amos, whatever it is, he can still bend down and look inside. So the Gemara says, "Amar Azvid."
Can he climb on top of the wall?
He can. He would be able to. He would be able to. Amar Azvid b'madir es koslo, which seems to me that he makes his wall, the top of his wall, on an angle. I think it means an angle. Rashi says, "Oser rosh kotlo madron." Like an angle, umishpa'ol et sada chalonos, and slope down, to a point where he can't stand on it or lean on it. So it makes it. So I don't know why you just make that the situation to begin with. Why do you have to do this dalal amos thing? Just make it sloped so you can't stand right on there and see. Okay.
Listen, how come you're 10 feet away? Isn't there a gap between? Are there two different properties?
What?
Are there two different properties or the same? What?
Yeah, lot line property.
Right.
How could be a tefach? Isn't it two different properties, A and B? Or
right.
How could be tefach away?
So what? You can have my property, but my property is right up to my neighbor's property. It's right next to each other. Listen, you have a golf course in Lawrence, and you've got a big spread. For what? For what? It's the walls. The walls are somewhat to each other. I mean, it's his backyard and my backyard, and right next to each other. Okay. So the Gemara then says, wait a second, similar to your question, but didn't we say, our Mishnah says that you have to be marching the kotel from the chalonos of your friend, Arbamos. We said it has to be Dal Armos. And right now, you're telling me that it's this roch of a chalon, which you mentioned, the Rishonim say, is only the distance of a tefach. Is it a tefach or it's Dal Armos? Right, v'ha'anantnan Arbamos. He says, lo kasha, there's no kasha. Yeah, kami ruach achas, kan mishte ruchos. Seems to be, it depends on whether or not, again, he's coming perpendicular, so if he's coming only on one side, or is he coming on both sides, right? Coming, Shtei Ruchos, right? Rashi says, Mishtei Ruchos, Shnei Ketolim, Zeh Keneged Zeh, Mishnei Tzadei Acholon. So that will darken the window more, so there you had to be Marchik Dalet Amos. So do both walls have to be Dalet Amos away from his wall? Combined, it has to be Dalet Amos. Only one wall has to be Dalet Amos. You have three choices of what has to be Dalet Amos. But it seems to be like his wall is running this way. If I'm just building perpendicular this way, I just have to do the tefach. But if I'm building two walls, then I have to do the distance of Dalet Amos, because that's going to take away a lot more light because you're coming in from both sides. So our Mishnah is talking about, like you mentioned before, our Mishnah we're talking about coming perpendicular and coming perpendicular on both sides of the wall. Okay.
You can make it worse.
Yes. Tashma. So now the Gemara asks again on Rava, who says that you have to, the reason is because of the Zdrisa Saregla, people walking. So Tashma, so here I'm not so clear again. The Es HaKosa Min HaMazchila Arba Amos. You have to distance the wall from the, I think it means like the, sort of the drain pipe. I don't know how it
translates.
No, gutter. No, gutter, okay. Arba Amos, four Amos. Kedeshia Zokef Es HaSulam. So you can, I guess you can put up the ladder. You can put up the ladder to do what? To clean out the gutter? Right?
Yes.
Right? Sulam. Ava Mishum Dafshalo. It doesn't mention the Dal Amos doesn't mention anything because of the dafsa. It seems to be mentioned only because of the gutter. So maybe if there's no gutter, you can bring it all the way up. So Gemara answers, Hachu mayeskinan bin maschila mushpas. Again, this is a gutter on an angle. De'i mishum dafsha hu haka azil va'ase to say. If it's because of dafsha, they can still walk underneath it, it seems to say. Underneath the roof, right? Therefore, the Mishnah has to say that nevertheless, you still have to be four amos from, I think it's four additional amos. It seems to be that the gutter sort of overhangs off of the roof. So it overhangs over, so people can walk underneath here. But the gutter only ends at this point over here. You still have to distance yourself four amos from that point so the guy can put his ladder to lean on top of the gutter. I think that's the case. So it has to be a little, even more, you have distance between the walls, and people can walk under the gutters, and here you have to distance an additional four amos so he can put his ladder in to go up on the roof. I think that's what he's saying. I'm not sure. He says, B'maschila mushpas, Rashi says, still like the last Rashi in the short, last Dibur Maschil in the short lines, Shetikras hagag mushpas, v'yotzis lahalam in a kotel l'toch ha-chotzer, v'hamaschila b'sof ha-tikra, m'shucha lahalam in a kotel l'toch ha-chotzer, Hilkach ilav mishum zekifasul and lo yitzurich hakmas from Rosh Haytikra, because it's already distance. I think that's what it means. I'm not sure.
The issue of dafsha is the new wall, correct?
I think it's for both walls.
Right, that one's existing for years.
So you wanted to, that's what we mentioned before. That was the chiddush that Rav Yonah and the Rosh said. And nevertheless, you still have to distance the four amos because I guess over time, if it's not continuously trampled, it can weaken.
Just your wall. You're willing to forego it.
So it's not just for your wall; it's for that wall also, right? That's what we asked. That's Tosafot asked. What's the chiddush? And Rabbi said we brought Rabbi Yono. Says the chiddush is even though it's been there for a long time, you still need the Dalai Lamas. Must be because I guess if it's not, he holds it. If it's not going to be continuously trampled, it still can weaken. The ground can still weaken. It still needs this continuous trampling. Okay. Next Mishnah. Marchikin es hasulam min hashovach arba amos. You have to distance your ladder from your friend's dove coat, I think it is, right, where he keeps his doves, four amos, right? Rashi says, "Im yesh l'zeh shovach b'chatzeru somuch l'kotel shebin shtei chatzeros." If you know, Reuven has the shovach near the wall between two chatzeros, v'chaveru bala hamitzum b'chatzeru itzal kotel, and you want to put up a ladder next to your wall, whatever reason you want to do work, or maybe you want to go bird watching, and you want to go up, yarchikenu min hashovach arba amos. You must make sure that the ladder is a distance of four amos away from the dove coat, kedei shelo tikpots nemia, in order to prevent a nemia. I'm not sure it's like sort of a weasel, I guess, right, to go up there. Rashi says,
a martin.
So he's going to jump on the sulam and he's going to kill the birds. It's something. Rashi just says a chai katana. It's a small animal. I guess it was prevalent in that area in their times. It's prevalent, and if you have the ladder there, it's likely that it's going to jump on from the ladder into the bird's nest and eat the birds. Okay. The es hakotel we just mentioned, it's a kotel min hamaschelo. You have to distance the wall from the gutter arba amos, four amos, kadeshiye zokei fesasulam. In order that you can have room to put the ladder in, to put the ladder up to go and fix the thing. Where's the ladder? Is the ladder in his own property, or it has to be distanced? And that, I don't know. It's in the chutzner. Whose property is the ladder in? Like, why does he have a right to put the ladder in my property if it's my property? I'm not sure what's going on.
He says put it in his own property.
Right, so Tosu says.
Tosu
says.
He can't just put it any place he wants, even in his own property.
No, but where does he put, where does this guy, where's the purse guy have the right to put the ladder? Where's he putting the ladder?
His property.
Yeah. Is that
the
border
going back into his property?
Sorry?
Is that the border of his property going into his property? Is enough for him to access the dog book?
No, but the second case, so where the kosom and amas chila arba amos kadeshia zokef in a sulam, and you have to now distance your wall.
Same thing.
You have to distance, but I'm distancing my wall four. But why does he have a right to get access? Why does he have the only right to get, if it's in his own property, understand that. But if the ladder is now extending either into the joint property of the chutzner or even into my property, why does his right now prevent me from building something there? He has the universal right. He has only right to that property because he built a sloped roof. So don't build a slope roof.
This Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah seems to be saying it exactly the same as the Gemara from the previous Mishnah.
But that's the Mishnah we quoted.
Yeah.
And the Gemara, that's what we quoted.
Right. They have rights of usage that you have.
Not in my property.
Yes.
So where did he get it from? So he says, "Kasu Toso Shemishes Ol Sekas Ofen Shemachar Nosan Chavir Zuchus B'Chatzir." So he gave him permission. Toso says, "Toso Di Marshal Ha." Which Toso is that? That's a Ramban. Di Marshal Kedei. Rashi says Kedei. Toso says Kedei. He says, "Kishemachar V'Nosan Lo Zekifas Chasulam B'Chatziru Airi." So the Kamash won the Arba almost the Arba almost. He bought the right from me. It's in going into my property. But he bought the property right. He bought from me a right of usage of my property to put his ladder there. So put it in order to get to his gutter. So inclusive of that purchase is the right that I have to distance my wall for Amos so he has room. In other words, when he buys the right to put the ladder in my property, he also buys for Amos beyond the ladder to get to access it. That's what Tosa says, right? Kamash wanted to buy it, right? Tosa Mar Kedei. Okay. Mishnah. Let's say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. I remember who's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi always said before, "Ala nizak laharchik asatzmo." But let's say over here, the Iker Rabbi Yossi, because if our Mishnah is going like the Rabbi Yossi, then why would I have to move the ladder from my property four amos away from your dovecote? Ha Amar, doesn't Rabbi Yossi say zech over b'sok shelo v'zenotei b'sok shelo? The next Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, who says that, well, I'm doing it in my property, you're doing it in your property. So right, Rashi says, "Lemas nis lok Rav Yosi." The public b'seif at the pirkei minotei ilam asav lebor. So that, we'll get to the next part of Rashi in a second. So maybe it's not Rav Yosi, because according to Rav Yosi, I should maybe put the sulam. You don't want my weasel or marmal or whatever it is, the chayeg ketana, to jump into your birds. Move your birds away. So when Rashi, the Lord says, he says, "V'tuva mili ikav esnisen devade lav for Rav Yosi el lema avzol the sulam v'shovach lok Rav Yosi." Rashi is saying, why are they only asking about this Mishnah? There are other Mishnahs in the Masechta which seem to be clearly not going like Rav Yossi. Other Mishnahs seem to be saying that the Mazik has to distance himself. Rashi says that even this one you would say it's not like Rav Yossi. Other Mishnahs would say, no, all the Mishnahs that don't ask this question are going like Rav Yossi. And they're asking on this one only. The whole machlok is to whether or not Rav Yossi applies, whether other Mishnahs can be learned like Rav Yossi. The Gemara here says, no, I feel tame Rav Yossi. You can say that this goes even according to Rav Yossi. Because ha'amar of Ashi, because Rashi has already said, ki afina be'er of Kahana, when I was in the house in the yeshiva of Kahana, he would want to say, modi Rav Yossi b'giri delay. Rav Yossi agrees with b'giri delay, which again literally means arrow shooting. Rashi explains, b'chatzim ha'boyim lo miyad, Gufo shel balabayis mamish. If the damage is immediate, coming out from me to the nizak, if the damage is, it's like arrows shooting out from me, if it's immediate, then the Rav Yossi agrees that the mazik has the distance. And v'hachanami, it's weird, zimnin b'havadei manach le'yasa b'chor v'kavtsa. That its idea is that the moment that you put down the ladder, this weasel is going to jump. He says zimnin. So I'm not exactly sure why that's giri delay. Giri delay means instantaneous, automatic. Here he says zimnin. The idea means by me putting down the ladder, the weasel's instantly the weasel's gonna jump up. The Gemara says, wait a second. But that's not mazik b'yadayim. Giri delay also was where you shot the arrow. It's your koach. This is gromahu, right? Vahal gromahu. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Tuvi bar Masna, Zoso Meres, Gromah bin Nizakin Asr. This comes to teach you that Gromah bin Nizakin is Asr. You may not be chayiv, but it's still Asr. Gram bin Zakan's Asr, right? Afilaman the Amr, the low down Dini Grammy, who potter mil shalim, Asr Ligrom, Okishabal, Lami Grammel, Hazak of Imrakhlev. So, yeah, granted, if I do the damage, I'm not obligated to pay you. But beforehand, if I'm going to do something, my friend can prevent me from doing it, because what I'm doing is Asr. It's not allowed to be done. And Rav Yosef, Havilu Hanitaloi. So, now another case of Gramma. Rav Yosef had these, the Kalim, these small trees. That the blood letters used to come underneath the trees and they would let blood let there. So the ravens used to come to eat up the blood, and then they would go up to the trees and they would damage the dates. So Amar Rav Yosef, Avikul Kokar Mehalcha, get rid of these ravens for me, which means stop bloodletting underneath my trees. So Amar Abaye v'hagramahu, what's the problem? These umnim are not doing anything wrong, it's just grama. So Amar Leh, they said to Rav Yosef to Abaye, Hachi Amar Tuvi Bar Masna, Zoso Meres, Grama benizakin aser. Grama benizakin is aser. Nevertheless, since it's aser, I can prevent you from doing it. Vahazikilu. And these guys are doing, they're causing damage. You are causing damage. Granted, you're not chayiv monetarily, but I can prevent you from doing that.
I think it would be more grama
means it's not direct damage. It's not coming from my hand. I'm causing it. That's it. It's not grama. It's not direct damage. Psikration is not not chayiv here. Psikration is it's a group called grama. The Gemara says, "Ha'amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Avua, ain't Chazakin Nizakin." So, no, stop here. I want to get to the Mishnah. What? You want to get to the Mishnah?
No, sorry.
Okay.